Hello.
Hi, my name is Jane, and I'm not sure if all of you know me, as it was like quite a recent occurrence in John's life. We met through a small group, and on my first session in 2014, everybody there was trying to promote him to me, and then they were saying like, you know, there's this really good baker in our group. He gave up his job in the Air Force to go to France to learn French pastry, but he was not there, so I didn't get to see him the first day. So the next time when he came, right, I was thinking to myself, he's so short and sloppy, and his doctor is really damn weird, like really weird. Yeah, and I don't know, maybe he's gay. So I didn't really think much about it. So he was the only single guy in the group, and the rest of them were couples, right? So they were obviously trying to matchmake him. And when he felt that we had a lot of chemistry, and then they were curiously like watching out like whether there were any signs. So they noticed that he started attending small group a lot more religiously. Last time he would just say, oh, I'm very tired, not coming today. But he started attending it religiously, and best of all, he was like on time already. He was always late, right? So he's really stupid. Like, he always pretend to come like 1 minute after me, thinking that people will not notice that he's behind me. But actually, it was very obvious. Yeah, so during one breakfast during church camp, like everybody like started interrogating him and asking him, hey, what's going on? So when I came down, like everybody was staring at me, and then they gave me this very sheepish look. And yeah, so from then on, we broke the news to the group, and they were very, very happy for us, and everybody in the group seriously tried to claim credit for who matched us. I'm truly thankful for the small group, and it will be very different without John when we meet next, and we're planning to meet this coming Tuesday. But I believe that his presence will always be among us. Yeah, so I remember how before we actually got together last year, he said that he couldn't wait to let the world know that he was with his favoritous, I don't know how he came up with this word, but his favoritous person, and that she makes him also very happy. Actually, a bit Pisces to say this, but yeah, that's what he said. So, you know, he's a bit wishy-washy sometimes, right? So, and he's a bit shy, so I don't really think that he got down to doing that, but I knew that he would have loved for me to be all you guys. So, yeah, so here I am today to say a eulogy of him. His passing was too sudden for everybody's immediate acceptance, but through all this, I've come to realize that John has indeed touched many lives in some way or another. I don't think he realized the extent of it, but it's very apparent from like all the messages that's coming from all like his Facebook message, his wall, everything coming in, and the number of people who have actually come to celebrate his life that was very, very well lived, and to render support in all the ways that he can. Honestly, I have not really seen a wake with this many people, like, except for, you know, public figures. So I think he must have been very special in some way. And I never thought that this day would come. I never thought that the passport photo that I took for him last year would actually end up being his funeral photo. And in fact, I thought that my very first speech about John was going to be our wedding. So just last week, he attended a wedding, and then he said, you know, I've been attending a lot of weddings, and I really, really cannot wait for our own wedding. Yeah, so we were quite excited, like, I mean, although we didn't really plan anything. So we haven't been going out for that long, and I always teased him for being single for like the longest time. I don't know, I was saying like, there must be something wrong with you, what's wrong, after nobody wants you. And then he said, but that's not important anymore because he found me. Yeah, and occasionally I would still tease him and say, hey, you know, you're turning 35 soon, I think you can apply under the single scheme to get a HDB flat. But it wasn't all that rosy. Like, we had our fair share of challenges, and we cried a lot, so, but then I think we laughed even more. And at the end of the day, it was always good. And he said that he was very glad that our only major issue was like financials, because like, he was in this new phase of his life. And in all honesty, we actually did have enough. It was just like not in abundance, so it was really enough that we didn't really have to worry that much. And trust me, it took a very giant leap of faith to actually date John. Yeah. So I had previously spoken to my parents, and I mean, I asked them what they thought about what was important in a relationship. I asked them if financials was the most important, or was it other things? And they said that as long as the person is sincere and treats me well, then that's the most important thing. So when I told John that, he was very deeply comforted, and he thought that those were very, very wise words. So I'm glad that I took that advice, and I have not regretted the decision. So we committed to giving our best shot at it, even though it was really short. Yeah, so he actually wanted to introduce me to his extended family over this Chinese New Year, but I told him that I was most likely going to fly somewhere. So it was a bit sian. Yeah, so I said, okay, it's okay, never mind, I'll fly back in time to celebrate Valentine's Day with you. Yeah, and I was also going to go for holiday in March, and I said, okay, I will fly back to celebrate my birthday with you. We had a lot of plans to travel the world, you know, for him to set up his own shop in future, and for us to settle down and have kids before I was 35. And he even said that he will be a very cool dad, and he will bring his baby to work, like, carrying the baby and, like, doing baking stuff, and his kid will be introduced to baking at a very early age. And he said he would do all the housework, and yeah, he would work really hard, he would cook dinner every day, take care of the family, and all had to do was to come home to him. Yeah. So it sounded like he was like a very hard seller, lah. But actually, I think he would have changed. So, however, despite many dreams and plans, this journey has ended in the most unexpected, abrupt, and very premature manner because God has a greater plan. I'm sure that although he did not live long enough to fulfill all those dreams, I don't think he had any regrets. I'm extremely grateful and honored that his younger sis told me that I was very important to him, like, if not the most important person to him, yeah. And so she wanted me to be a very huge part of his whole, like, funeral, yeah, and wake. Yeah, so I'm very glad to be able to do this last thing for him, you know, to make the major decisions, and then being able to choose his outfit, like the rest of his last journey, so that he could be as handsome as ever. He always asked me, like, hey, handsome or not? Yeah. But I think looking at all the photos from young, I think he's very good looking. Yeah. So John was a great man, and I would say an almost perfect boyfriend. Yeah. Except for a few little things, but actually I don't think it really mattered as much. So firstly, he was obviously, like a lot of people have mentioned, his height. He's quite short. Yeah, so I always tease him, and then I would say that I'm taller than him, and say, no, but he says okay, yeah. So anyway, his friend Mitch mentioned earlier that he was the most confident short guy around, which I totally agree. He had never had any cons about it. I said, hey, I am nowadays I cannot wear heels, cause then I'll end up being taller than him. Like, does it matter? Yeah. Okay, and the second was the fact that he actually loves food, but then, you know, he has no self-control. He's very greedy. Yeah, and I think he actually mentioned to some of y'all guys that because I didn't really want to eat so much, I would just order one portion and then I'll take his food. So I think that was his biggest gripe. Yeah. So as y'all can tell, over the past year, he has put on quite a lot of weight. Yeah, and so I always pinch his daddy fat, and then after he'll reply, I said, hey, you don't know, nowadays the dad bod is the most new thing, you know? I said, not sexy, man, I think very sexy. Yeah, so I think he's sexy. And lastly, the fact that he's most of the time very messy and dirty, I've heard like horror stories from everybody. He wouldn't ever let me see his house because he said he's afraid that I would leave him. Yeah, because I'm not the neatest and the cleanest person around, so I think I was able to bear with it to a certain extent. And so in this fashion, I selected his like most recent favorite outfit. And in John's fashion, it has not been washed. It has been hung there for some time. But I think he'll be flattered because like recently when he wore this shirt, a lot of people have been complimenting him, saying that he looks really sharp in his outfit. So that's why I chose this outfit for him. So yeah, you know, I mentioned the a bit negative parts about him, but on the contrary, he always assured me that I was beautiful just the way I was, and there was nothing that he would change about me. And then, so, you know, actually today I would have excitedly told him that I finally lost whatever weight I wanted to, and I reached my target weight, but the truth is I lost all the weight because I lost him, and I didn't have target weight. Yeah, so everyone has been trying to make me eat something. I would like to say that I would have exchanged being fat just to have him back any time. So he accepted and loved me unconditionally, and this is one of his favorite quotes of all time. Love is not blind, it sees more, not less, but because it sees more, it's willing to see less. My first response was like, huh, how's that sound so cheap? I don't understand. Yeah, but then after I pondered upon it, I thought it makes total sense, and I guess love sees like all the flaws, like all the more, you see the worst side of the person, but then yeah, we need to just overlook it, cover one eye, and just accept the person for who they are. And I always tell him that, you know, I'm very sure I'm far from perfect, and how come you have nothing bad to say about me? Then you just repeat the same quote. So having said all those, there are many good things also that I think I should really mention about him, because I think he has a lot more good attributes than bad ones. Over the last few days, I realized that there was this really, really wonderful guy in front of me that I didn't even know he was so wonderful, he was so well-liked, he was so popular. But for the past 3 days, it's really amazing the number of people that came and visited and all the condolences. And I kind of didn't give due credit or attention for how great a guy he was still here. So after all the eulogies, I felt very, very blessed. And I think it's a real privilege to have been his girlfriend, even though it was for a very short time. He was a very good natured and hardly had any temperament. He didn't get angry at all, hardly ever. Like, it's so hard to get him angry. And he was very, very mild. He was generous, he was gentlemanly, he had so many positive attributes about him. He also treated me very well, and he pampered me a lot. He was very gentle, he was the sweetest guy around, he would do anything and everything for me. And actually, I believe that he would do the same for the rest of the people around me as well. Yeah, so actually he worked and lived like really far from where I stay. So in order to pursue his passion, if you all have heard the stories over the past few nights, you'll know that he quit the Air Force because they won't pay, and he used up his life savings and he had some loans to make his dream come true, to go to France to study. And because of that, he had to let go of his car. So that was he has been driving ever since he got his license when he was 18 years old. So it's a major lifestyle change. But you know, most of the time, he would take the bus down to my house, and it's far, so it takes over an hour. And because it took so long, so sometimes he stayed over at my place. And he didn't mind having to wake up much earlier the next day, as long as he got to see me and spend some time with me. And I used to tell him that he could spend, you know, 1 hour more sleeping in the morning if he had stayed in his own house. But then, you know, he would just say that I'd rather spend the time with you than sleeping. Even on nights when he finished at 11 p.m. in the night, he would try and catch the last bus. And by the time he reaches my house, it would be past midnight. So that's really late. And he was to get up for work at 6 something in the morning to go to work again. But he would still do that most times. Yeah. And a lot of times he's so tired from work, so he would have dozed off already, like by the time I get into the room and I'm ready for bed. But then, you know, he would just like jog out of his sleep, and he will just start applying like my cream for my eczema, my moisturizer and everything, and then he'd say goodnight, kiss me goodnight, and I'd go to bed. So he always did that. And in the morning, so you can tell that he's a very self-sacrificial person from all the things that he has done. And then never fail to also give me and then go to work. A lot of times when I couldn't fall asleep, he's so tired that he starts asleep, but he will still wake up, keep me company, and then sometimes he'll tell some random bedtime stories that he actually made up on his own, and some of them are quite funny. Yeah, so he wrote me he told me a story before about Jane and the giant sheep ball. And another thing was that whenever we met, he was always super excited. He was so excited. He would always greet me with a big white smile, a hug, and a kiss, and then he'll go, "Hi, sweetheart." Yeah, so he's very and just like what you said, a lot of times we wait until the person is gone, you know, before we acknowledge all their wants, we express our love and affection and appreciation for them. But John always made me feel loved, and he did not fail to express his love daily, every single day that we were together. And even though that he's gone now, his love has extended to his family, who have shown the same kind of concern, and love towards me. You know that John took really good care of me, and he would do everything tirelessly for me, and he really pampered me. So they have really been nothing short of sweet during this time, and I'm making sure that I'm very well taken care of. They said that John would definitely try and make me eat during this time. So his younger brother Joel, you know, he noticed that I like to eat chicken wings. So he asked me whether I wanted to eat the chicken wings. I said, "It's okay, I'm very lazy. I don't want to use my hands." So he said, it's okay, I'll peel for you." So he took the chicken wing and threw it for me. And so he watched me eat. And then after that, he noticed that I was rubbing my shoulders and so. So he said, I'll ask Laura to come and massage for you." And you know, these are all the things that John had exactly done the same, and we would have done so without complaining at all. Yeah, so he often did a lot of things for people, and he did not expect anything in return. I believe that he was very well received by my family and friends as well. So when my niece and nephew actually came to know about the news, my nephew said that he wanted to build a staircase to heaven with the help of God, so that he could go to heaven and thank Uncle John. They were very fond of him, and you know, this guy is very easily contented and excited. So he gets very excited by some of my mom's little gestures, and then he'll come and exclaim to me, "Hey, did you know, your mother asked me to eat durian, or your mother offered me drinks, but actually this drink is actually just Fiji water." Yeah, and she asked me to go on a cruise with you. So he's very easily pleased. He's very contented with life. And he was contented with the very simple things, but actually these are all the important things that we often overlook in life. And everyone gave us their blessings and said that we look very happy together. A lot of people approached me and said that ever since John met me, we seem to be very happy. And I'm very glad to bring much joy and love into the last year of his life. And because he had brought us so much joy and laughter also throughout his whole lifetime period. So he might not have been rich in a material sense, but he was definitely rich in every other sense. I would like to think that he led a very successful life, because at the end of the day, I don't think it's how much money you leave behind in this world. It's really how many lives you touched while you were on earth. And I think it's very evident that he made an impact on a tremendous number of lives while he was still here. The time ahead without him will be extremely difficult and trying. We had spent a lot of time together almost daily, and we had never gone without each other for a few days. So it's been a few days now. Yeah, it was to the point whereby my sister actually said, "You know, y'all don't need to see each other every day, you know. Y'all can go do your own things." But I think we really enjoyed each other's company, and we were very comfortable with each other. So I think that was all that mattered. I mean, whoever other people's opinions or how other people live their lives, it's different. Everyone, every couple is different. Yeah, so the days without him will be very hard to pass, and as reality sets in that he's no longer around, I will truly miss him incredibly. Everything about him, his cuteness, I don't know whether you guys have seen him cute, but yeah, he's cute. His smell, although most of the time he's smelly. His hugs, his kisses, his gentle touch, his belly, his voice, his laughter, his sweet words. And this morning, actually, I was sleeping here because I slept overnight. And I woke up and I heard like some snoring inside the room. And I thought, I realized that I would really miss that too, because without the snoring, that would mean that he's not by my side. Yeah. And I'm very reluctant to change my sheets because they've got the smell. And actually, the last time I changed my sheets, he was the one that helped me to change it. And he said he would do it. Many have commended how strong I am, and it's actually been very, very emotionally tormenting and painful. That, you know, I'm not even able to fully come to terms with it. I think I'm still in shock and disbelief. And it feels so unreal, but the day has come to bid farewell to his physical body. But his siblings have reminded me that John would really want me to be happy. So I think in time to come, I will have to come to acceptance and move on. For now, I'll be facing each day as it comes. Yeah, okay, so on a lighter note, anyway, we all think that he's mostly happy-go-lucky, right? And it's hardly ever serious about anything at all. It's as if he was this boy that had never grown up. However, he has his very respectful side and was very committed to giving his time and support in other areas like work and church. He usually finishes baking, not really very late, sometimes in the afternoon or evening on Fridays when the orders are the heaviest. But then he will actually just stay back, you know, to keep the girls company and let them know that he's there with them, although sometimes he really cannot help them do anything. Yeah, and he also went to work on Saturdays, although it was not his official working day. He had a very great and fun-loving team which he really enjoyed working with, and so he never ever complained about having. He had also been a faithful servant in church and had been serving in the children's ministry for about 6 to 7 years now. And I heard from my sis that today was the dedication of the children's ministry's volunteers, and his name was in the bulletin. So I'm very proud of him. He loved his children and was still very much there for him as youth, even after he graduated from his P6 class. And teacher Jonathan was really very well liked and favored by many within Wesley. I managed to find a bunch of notes that his kids previously wrote him and placed them together with him and all his other cherished stuff inside. It was very heart-wrenching to see the kids cry awake. So to the approachable Sunday school teacher, some of them wrote, "I will miss you. You are like a brother to me." And another wrote, "You are like my second father. You are the most awesome teacher ever, and I love you so much." The kids will miss him dearly, and so will his CM department. This year, he was actually taking on a greater responsibility in the area of camp planning. And he felt that he could and he wanted to contribute more. He was doing this great work for God. But I guess God thinks that he has fulfilled his purpose on earth. And it's time for him now to sit back, relax, and enjoy life now in heaven. He probably has a can of beer in his hand now, and is eating all the fried stuff at McDonald's up there, which is all his favorite food. Yeah, so I'd like to tell him that I'm super jealous of him, because I think tomorrow I still have to go back to work. Yeah, and his friends were also a very huge part of his life. Many of them have known him much, much longer than I have. And some of them have known him for more than half his life. They have seen him go through the lowest and the highest points in his life. And they stuck with him throughout different phases of life. They were the next closest thing to him after his family and extended family. I'm sure all of you will miss him dearly too. So it was very fortunate that last week he actually managed to meet up with quite a lot of people. And he must have been so happy. Last week, he also mentioned that it had been some time that we went for breakfast before church. So I told him that he had a date on Sunday, which was last week morning. So I'm so glad that I did not be lazy and, you know, like, seem very tired, and got out of it and managed an extremely fulfilling life while he was around, and his personality shone through brightly like a star. He will always be remembered for that. So let us continue to let his cheerful, loud, and positive attitude live within us as we keep all the beautiful memories deeply etched in our hearts. Okay, so lastly, here's a snippet of a song that he sang for me last year during my birthday. But I think it really very much describes him more than myself, so I'm gonna play it, and it's titled Unforgettable. I know he's gonna be very shy about playing this, so please don't laugh, but let's listen to his beautiful voice.
I'm not usually so nervous when I'm singing, you
know. I thought just now you were quite...
Yeah, I know, it's you. Forgettable. That's what you are. There's no lyrics.
I thought you were good here.
Forgettable. Don't you roll far. Like a song of love clings to me. I forget the part of the song. Can we do it again? Unforgettable in every way. That's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. And it's the end of the song, and it's really authentic.
Thank you.